This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A devastating explosion in a Siberian coal mine Thursday left 52 miners and rescuers dead about 250 meters underground. Hours after the methane gas explosion and fire filled the mine with toxic fumes, rescuers found 14 bodies, but then were forced to halt the search for 38 others because of a buildup of methane and carbon monoxide gas from the fire. Another 239 people were rescued. The state task and RIA Novosti news agency cited emergency officials as saying that there was no chance of finding any more survivors in the mine. The Interfax news agency cited a representative of the regional administration who also put the death toll from Thursday's accident at 52, saying they died of carbon monoxide poisoning. A magnitude 6.1 earthquake hit northwest Myanmar near India's border early Friday, but there is a low likelihood of casualties and damage, according to the U.S. Geological Survey. The earthquake occurred at a depth of about 32.8 kilometers near a city in the capital of the Chin state, sending tremors that spread across the border to towns and cities in India and Bangladesh, it said. The agency also said that recent earthquakes in this area have caused secondary hazards. This includes landslides that might have contributed to losses, but it also predicted the current quake exposed little or no population in areas to such a risk. Again, a magnitude 6.1 earthquake hitting northwest Myanmar near India's border early Friday. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A new coronavirus variant has been detected in South Africa that scientists say is a concern because of its high number of mutations and rapid spread among young children in the country's most populous province. A health minister announced Thursday that South Africa has seen a dramatic rise in new cases, adding that the new variant appears to be driving that spike. He said the new variant, currently identified as B11529, has also been found in Botswana and Hong Kong, and travelers from South Africa. The WHO's technical working group is to meet Friday to assess the new variant and may decide whether or not to give it a name from the Greek alphabet. The European Union's drug regulator on Thursday authorized Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine for use in children from ages 5 to 11, clearing the way for shots to be administered to millions of elementary school pupils amid a new wave of infection sweeping across the continent. It is the first time the European Medicines Agency has cleared a COVID-19 vaccine for use in young children. The agency said it's recommending granting an extension of indication for the COVID-19 vaccine to include use in children aged 5 to 11. Helicopters buzzed above the waves and vessels were already scouring the cold waters when French maritime rescue volunteer Charles Devos added his boat to the frantic search for a flimsy migrant craft that foundered in the English Channel, killing at least 27 people. What Devos found was gruesome, but not, he later sorrowfully acknowledged, woefully unexpected, with migrants often setting off by the hundreds and unseaworthy and overloaded vessels into the busy shipping lanes, crisscrossed by hulking freighters and frequently beset by weather, waves, and currents. That came this week with the deadliest migration accident to date on the dangerous stretch of sea that separates France from Britain. France and Britain appealed Thursday for European assistance, promised stepped-up efforts to combat people smuggling networks, and also traded blame and barbs in the wake of Wednesday's deadly sinking that shined a light on the scale and complexity of Europe's migration problems. The Mexican government is rapidly running out of tools to control the expansion of the feared Jalisco cartel on the front lines of Mexico's narco war in the western state. The stalled ground effort is being supplemented by an increasingly aerial conflict. Mexico's most militarily powerful drug gang has begun organizing townspeople to act as human shields against troops.